Emma, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Now, the report you've co-authored mentions Syria has been in a process of reverse development. Can you explain to us what that means?
Of course. So, as you know, Syria has been in a conflict for 5 years now. And as a result of that, it's been 5 years of children's lost futures. So lost schooling, lost healthcare, and lost growth opportunities. So our report says that in the last 5 years, the conflict has cost Syria about $275 billion in lost growth opportunities for Syria.
Well, a hole that deep, just how does it look in terms of recovery for Syria? How long would it take to recover from such a deep hole?
That's a very good question, Sean. So the question that World Vision is looking at and this report wants to address is that the main issue is to end the crisis in Syria. So conflict, as we all know, costs any society a lot of money. And so recovery can take anywhere between 10 to 15 years. And our report says that the cost, if the conflict ends today, will still rise to between $450 and $690 billion. So you can get a sense of the scale of rebuilding required. And our report says that, in essence, if we can finish the conflict today, we can start rebuilding the future of children in Syria.
Well,
so a very long time.
As you said there, obviously the future of these children really is being taken from them. What other sort of risks are children in these sort of war-torn regions actually facing?
There's a number of risks, anywhere from the direct exposure to conflict itself, so falling bombs and schools and hospitals that they might be frequenting being targeted by all parties to the conflict, but also in some of the regions that are not directly affected by conflict, because you need to keep in mind that some regions aren't subject of active warfare. And so children are being exceptional by still trying to attend schools that might be still operating in some regions. And so they're daily rejecting or avoiding sniper fire, avoiding bombs being dropped, etc. So there's a whole raft of challenges that these children face. But incredibly, the resilience of these children in Syria particularly, and World Vision works with local partners inside Syria in some parts of Syria to do and assist these children. They're still getting out of bed, still trying to carry on a normal life as much as possible, which I think to me certainly is quite an inspirational thing to do. And that's why World Vision is working with those children inside Syria, but also around Syria in neighbouring countries, so in Lebanon, Turkey, Jordan, and Iraq, to support Syrian children who might have already fled the conflict with their families and are still trying to attend school, frequent health services that the neighbouring countries are kindly offering to them as well.
Well, how many refugees do we actually see fleeing from Syria, and what are the conditions like for them?
So there's currently about 4.8 million refugees reported by the UN Refugee Agency. So it's very big numbers, and as you've probably seen, that's some of the biggest refugee flows since World War II. Now, they're experiencing all sorts of challenges. So accessing services, as I mentioned earlier. So for children, obviously, the biggest concern is they're always wanting to go back to school. They want to spend time with their friends and family, but particularly go and play and be children. So getting access to services from countries like Lebanon and Jordan, who are really bearing the brunt of the refugee crisis. In Lebanon, for example, one in five people in Lebanon are Syrian. So you can get a sense of the challenges for these refugees and the challenges for the countries as well, the host government, to accommodate such a large refugee flows.
We also see that challenge obviously taking place in Europe. How much more difficult has managing the refugee crisis been made by some of the harsh reactions to refugees in Europe?
And look, I think it certainly does make things a little bit more difficult, and understandably for host communities, hosting refugees can also be quite challenging. So there's two sides to every story, but the refugees, anyone who is seeking refuge from persecution under international law, as I'm sure you know, is entitled to protection. And certainly some of the more harsh reactions are a concern, certainly to World Vision and certainly to our work, though that hasn't stopped us responding to the crisis in Serbia particularly, and we're certainly assisting the governments there and the refugees there too. Ensure that they have the right protection and access to services.
Mm. Well, Emma, obviously a very serious situation there, and if it ends tomorrow, that would be absolutely fabulous for everybody involved, but obviously a long road to tread. Really appreciate you coming on The Daily this morning and having a chat with us about it.
A pleasure, Sean. Thanks very much for your time.